starting line.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, the JNF has got to go. No more money for Israel's crimes.
No more money for Israel's crimes.
My name is Seth Morrison, and I was a member of the Washington, D.C. board of the Jewish National Fund. I joined to change their policies that they were no longer stealing land, no longer stealing homes. But what I found out is that they lied to me, just as they're lying to America and to the world about what they're really doing. And during my term on the board, this issue, it was actually revealed in Israeli media that JNF was funding this theft of homes from Palestinians. And that's when I resigned. And later I joined Jewish Voice for Peace and have been out here protesting the fact that JNF continues to lie and continues to ethnic cleanse and continues to pollute the environment. I started working with them in about 2007 and was on the DC board in 2010 and 11. The JNF and their Israeli parent own and operate 434 segregated communities in Israel. Now think of that. It's like in the U.S. in the 1940s and 50s when there were land covenants that said no blacks and no Jews. And to me, it is just appalling that people in the name of Judaism would conduct such outrageous discrimination. Early in my life, I was purely a Zionist, and I had the opportunity to work with some peace activists and some Palestinians to learn the other side. So I've been active working for Palestinian rights for about 20 years. And it was working on an environmental program for Israelis and Palestinians that I had the opportunity to get involved in JNF. And that's when they promised me that, you know, they never denied what had been done in the past, but they promised me that they had changed. And that's where they lied to me and misled me.
You've a number of trips?
Yes, I've been there 10 times. I've visited many cities on both sides. There's nothing in Judaism that talks about exclusivity. Our Bible and all of our books of ethics talk about treating the neighbor equally and talk about democracy and freedom and talk about respecting others. And, you know, the Israelis have totally lost that. And to me, that is sinful. It's totally wrong. You know, in Israel today, because of the separation wall, the average Israeli only sees a Palestinian as either a servant or a builder or a trash collector or a terrorist. There are less and less opportunities to meet and interact as people. And a bunker mentality that has permeated Israel and that must change if we're going to get peace. You know, an interesting story, on my last trip to Israel, I started, just because of logistics, in Ramallah and spent time with some of my Palestinian friends and some of the Palestinians I worked with on environmental projects. And when I finished, I then went to Jerusalem and went to visit some longtime friends who had moved to Israel and their kids who were born there. And they said, oh, what have you been up to? And I said, oh, I was with my friends in Ramallah. We had a great time. And I know you can't see this on the radio, but their faces fell. They were appalled. They couldn't understand why I would do such a suicidal thing. No, it's not that I became untouchable. It's that my stupidity in going into the hands of the enemy. How did I do that? I mean, shouldn't I have been killed on the streets of Ramallah? And, you know, one of the days I was there, my friend was working, and I said, oh, I'm just going to go walk around town, and I'm going to go check out the markets, and he gave me a little map. And I'm walking around, and again, on the radio, you can't see me, but I definitely don't look Palestinian. I'm walking around in my American clothes with my little map in English, trying to figure out where to go. And a number of times, people came over to me and say, can I help you, sir? And one guy, I said, yeah, I read about this ice cream place. It's a sort of a unique Palestinian ice cream, but I can't find it. Oh, come with me. And he walked me about three blocks out of his way so I could get an ice cream. Now, these are normal, nice people. And my friends in Israel just couldn't understand it. Now, he didn't know I was Jewish, but he clearly, one look at me, he knew I was American. I was reading in English. And to me, that separation on both sides is a very big problem.
Were you a professional professional?
Oh, yes, yes. I worked in cable television for my entire career in marketing and strategic planning. And throughout my life, since I was in high school, was involved in Jewish Zionist groups, but slowly learning, as I learned more about what the Jewish community was doing, I ended up as part of Jewish Voice for Peace, and I finally found my home.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for being here! Chicago, and we're out here today to send the message loud and clear to the Jewish National Fund that the status quo will not stand. For over 100 years, the JNF has stolen Palestinian land, demolished Palestinian homes, and built segregated Jewish-only communities as part of Israel's brutal military occupation. And we're here to say that justice will happen when the Israeli government stops ethnic cleansing. Justice will happen when the JNF stops evicting Palestinian families from their home over the cover of planting trees. Justice will happen when the JNF stops destroying Palestinian Bedouin communities in the Nakab to build settlements for Jews only. We're out here today because we have a responsibility to pursue justice that starts with ending U.S. support for Israeli government. That starts with ending American Jewish support for the JNF. Woo!
JNF, you can't hide. We charge you with apartheid. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
I'm with Jewish Voice for Peace. I know that JNF has collected funds, and they use it under the guise of planting trees in Palestine. Who could be against that? But they've actually demolished people's homes and planted some trees. And the whole idea is to act on the goodwill of the Jewish people here, because the Jewish people have goodwill. And they think they're just doing this charitable act of planting trees in Palestine, greening the desert. Right. But it has other ramifications that are much more painful and terrible.
And why are you a part of Jewish Voice for Peace?
I went to Palestine a year and a half ago. I had read about the issue extensively for years, and I wanted to see for myself. And just going there was just such a life-altering experience, because once you get there, it's kind of clear what's going on, and the Palestinians are kept separate in almost pen-like conditions. And everything we would see over here about terrorist bombers and all that, suicide bombers, is true, of course. But you get over there and you see what conditions might cause that, and how people are humiliated on a daily basis, Palestinian people. Uh-huh. And it's a very surreal experience, because right on the other side of the wall are Israelis going about their business and don't seem to even really know how terrible it is and how that defeats a people over time. So that, and the fact that I married a very smart Jewish man who always thought that Zionism was a bad way to go.
We charge you with apartheid.
JNF, you can't hide. We charge you with apartheid.
Are your origins Jewish?
No. I studied Judaism in college. I was going to convert, but I didn't realize the whole thing was that you were supposed to ask 3 or 4 times to convert. I only asked once. That wasn't enough. But I have an affinity for Judaism.
It would be nice if the Israelis did as well.
Yes.
Because
good point.
All they've done is claimed the land that is historically, at least biblically, theirs.
Right.
If there's any historical presence in the Middle East, it's the Palestinians who are most likely direct descendants. I think DNA has already shown that.
Yeah. Yeah. And to me, it's like you really can't claim something from 4,000 years ago and then go back and take it back. I'm sorry, I'm not that biblically based. Well, to me, it's like modern politics.
Significantly, if you claim it on a religious ground and then violate every tenet of the religion in order to sustain that claim and to repress brutally the people who live there.
Right.
So what did you study in college, and what do you do?
I studied Jewish studies and religious studies in general, and I did a course on the Holocaust first year it was given at Emory University. But now I do child development. I have a PhD in child development.
Uh-huh.
And I do trauma effect on young children.
Uh-huh. So is that what you were doing in Palestine?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. You care to say your name?
Beth Mason.
Placing lives since 48.
Placing lives since 48.
There's nothing here to celebrate.
Nothing here to celebrate.
What do we have?
Justice.
Now.
What do we have?
Justice.
Now.
Justice is our demand.
No.
How are you?
Hey, how come you're here?
Because I agree that we can't. We can't have justice until Palestinians are free to live in their territory, free to live in their country.
Their country?
That's right. Their land.
And are you Palestinian or are you Jewish?
I'm Jewish, and I don't believe that the cause of freedom is served by having an occupation since the founding of the Israeli state.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
You can't greenwash ethnic cleansing.
JNF, quit pretending.
You can't greenwash ethnic cleansing.
Is there a fundraiser here for ethnic cleansing?
Yes, the JNF here is meeting, Jewish National Fund. It's a right-wing Zionist group that raises money to displace Palestinians.
Uh-huh. And how long have they been doing that?
They've been doing that for...
1907.
Yeah, so almost a century, or over a century.
So long before there was a declaration of a Jewish state, was a plan to displace the indigenous people there.
That, as far as I understand, yes. So, yeah. Yeah, so, and they are continuing. Covering over the ethnic cleansing of Palestine with phony greenwashing programs. They say they're planting trees and contributing to the environmental regreening of Israel, but they're doing that basically just to displace Palestinians and take more Palestinian land, forever making a peace program impossible.
Okay. And are you a member of... Jewish Voice for Peace?
Yes, I am. I'm a member of Jewish Voice for Peace Chicago. Jewish National Fund pretends to speak for the mainstream Jewish community, and yet they are a group of right-wing racists who don't speak for us. They don't speak for Jews. They speak for their very wealthy donors. And it's time the Jewish community got together and said enough and represented ourselves in a different way.
Do you feel like as they are stealing the land under false pretenses that Israel has stolen Jewish identity?
I would say they've done exactly that. Jewish identity has now become inextricable in many people's eyes from racist apartheid. And we'd like to say there's a much longer and healthier, more vibrant Jewish community that does not need a right-wing nationalism, does not need to steal people's land in order to have a thriving culture. And JNF is making that more and more impossible every day.
How did you get involved in
JVP? It just seemed a natural fit for me. I have been alienated from my own temple because of its right-wing pro-Israel politics, and JVP seemed like the natural place for me to belong, so as a practicing Jew.
Would you care to say your name?
Sure, Benjamin Balthazar.
Thank you.
Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Why are you here?
Because I've felt very strongly the Palestinian people have been displaced. They have been oppressed, and I can't, as a good Catholic, stand by and allow that to happen.
Do you know that many Christians are being displaced?
Yes,
also?
I do. I do. But that's not the reason I'm here. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Catholic, Jew. People are being oppressed, and as a human being, it's not okay with me, and I can't just sit back and allow that to happen. I have to do something.
Israel claims it's defending itself, but why don't you believe them?
Because there are nonviolent ways of defending yourself. I don't believe anybody that comes in and takes a country away from a people, that's not self-defense.
It's called colonialism.
Exactly. No, I mean, we did it here in the United States. It's okay. We've forgotten about it, but what we did to the Native American population, the thing I admire most about the Palestinians is their resilience. They are not backing down. They are not going to give up their rights, no matter how much they're suffering there.
That is their land. They are not going away. They can be killed. They can be disturbed in any number of ways, but they're not going to give in.
I think they provided moral fiber for many in the Jewish community and in the United States to stand up and say it's enough supporting this corrupt, illegal, criminal organization called Israel. That's a colonial settler project that's hijacked more than the land.
I'm implicated because these are my U.S. tax dollars that are going to bring the bombs and the airplanes and the whole military structure in Israel. So I'm implicit. This counts. This is me doing this with my money. And that infuriates me, but this is a simple thing I can do. This, wearing buttons, T-shirts, mouse warrior, anything.
Thank you. Care to say your name?
Patricia.
Thank you. Can you tell me about the sign you're carrying, who Rachel Corrie is?
So Rachel Corrie was a human rights activist. She went to Palestine to support the Palestinian children, and she would she wore this orange jacket showing that she's a U.S. citizen. So she would walk the Palestinian children to school and back, and the orange jacket she wore showed that she's a U.S. citizen, so the Zionists wouldn't attack her. So what she did, that way she was protecting the Palestinian children by walking them to school and back by accompanying them. And what happened was, so the Israelis, the Zionists, they bulldoze Palestinian homes while they're still in them. She stood in front of a Palestinian home so they wouldn't bulldoze it. But they bulldozed her anyways. And what's interesting about it is the company that provided that bulldozer is Caterpillar. Her parents tried to sue Caterpillar. They got nowhere with it. They tried to sue the Israeli government. They got nowhere with it. They tried to sue the U.S. government. They got nowhere with it. What's sad about it is, in the Middle East, she's considered a hero. Here in the U.S., a lot of people don't know about her. So the thing is, it was like the U.S. has a contract with Israel that since we're sending you aid with our taxes, you can only buy from U.S. companies. So it was U.S. money, taxes, that was spent on to purchase a U.S.-made bulldozer that bulldozed a U.S. citizen. Now, if that happened here in the U.S., they would have been in prison. But since it was in Israel, nothing happened to them.
You're carrying the sign for what reason?
It says, okay, so it's "We Will Remember Rachel Corrie." JNF claims that they're planting trees. This is one of the crimes that they've been supporting. They're not planting trees. They're displacing Palestinians. And this is the proof. You can go to her website, to rachelcorriefoundation.org.
Are you connected with a Palestinian group? Or
no, I'm part of the JVP.
JVP?
Yes.
Was Rachel Corrie part of JVP?
I'm not aware of that. But you can go to her website. It's rachelcorriefoundation.org.
How long have you been using that sign at demonstrations, and when did you make it? It's quite a big sign you're carrying, and you're a modest-sized lady.
Yeah, it's slightly over a year. I carry it with me to the protest sometimes.
You want her name remembered?
You know, the thing is, it's human rights. Like a lot of people, they say, well, the Palestinians were terrorists. I show this to say, well, what about her? She was one of you. She was a U.S. citizen. What was her crime?
They say the Palestinians are terrorists. That's a collective distinction. There's only been a few Palestinian terrorists, and I think academic research shows that it's a normal response to the kind of oppression that they've felt, the occupation.
Yes.
Most of the terrorism has been state terrorism, and now it's settler terrorism. You have any thoughts on that?
You know what it is? I think the media here has a similar pattern to the behavior that complies with the behavior of the Zionists in the Middle East. For example, last year there was an assault attack on Gaza where at least 2,000 Palestinians who were civilians were killed and massacred. And that was, it's the whole thing, if you remember, it started over three or four Israeli citizens that were kidnapped or found missing, and then they claimed that the Palestinians killed them. So that's collective punishment, which is a war crime. And you see here, you see one or two Muslims who commit a crime. You see the media here blaming and accusing, pointing fingers at the entire Muslim community. So that gives you an idea. Maybe they're controlled by the same source, because it's collective punishment, and they're accusing everyone regardless. And that's discrimination and racism.
Today we demand an end to the occupation, and we demand an end to the American Jewish support for the JNF. Today we say no to the JNF. Today we say no to occupation, and we say yes to justice. Now we're going to hear from some important leaders who have been involved in this work against the JNF and against the occupation for years. First, we're going to hear from a member of the Coalition for Justice in Palestine, Sundush Daresh.
We gather here together protesting and condemning the brutality of the Israeli military and organizations like the Jewish National Fund that continue to support a state that murders and displaces thousands of civilians and destroy the homes and lands that have been cared and cultivated for centuries. As a Palestinian, I say enough to organizations like the Jewish National Fund that continue the colonization of Palestinian land. I say enough to Zionist organizations that continue to violate the rights of the Palestinian population and are deeply complicit in the ongoing dispossession of Palestinian land, the theft of Palestinian resources, and the destruction of Palestinian homes. We say enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
We must ask ourselves how an organization that promotes racism and enables the theft of indigenous land is allowed to be a nonprofit organization. The JNF actively discriminates against Palestinians, ensuring that the land they hold is only sold to Jews. The JNF is an example of state-supported racism and runs deep across all aspects of Israeli society. They are a key player in helping with the expansion of settlements and have taken part in many projects in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem that further led to the dispossession and evictions of Palestinians from their homes. One famous story is that of the Samrain family, who had lived in their home for generations in Silwan. Through collusions between the Israeli state and a settler organization, the JNF has worked to evict them from their home in Jerusalem to make way for settlers to further the colonization of Jerusalem. Originally hiding and lying about their involvement, the JNF eventually publicly announced their involvement in the case, proving that no matter what their propaganda about being a green organization that protects the environment, they are nothing more than another arm in the project to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians from their rightful land. We must also ask ourselves, how can any organization that promotes the racism and violence of settlers against the Palestinian people be justified? How can a company that advocates for the murder of teenagers and pregnant women and the torture of leaving them to bleed to death as they yell at them to die be in any way justified? How can organizations that promote the burning of infants and their families in their own homes be justified? No organizations that violate the basic foundation of humanity can be justified. No organization that violates the foundation of justice can be supported. I say enough to organizations like the Jewish National Fund, whose main objective is to wholly erase any trace of Palestinian presence and existence. So, JNF, you can't hide.
JNF, you can't hide.
We charge you with apartheid.
We charge you with apartheid.
JNF, you can't hide.
JNF, you can't hide.
We charge you with apartheid.
Now we are going to hear from member of Stop the JNF and IJAN member, Max Geller.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is an honor to be a part of what is the largest anti-Zionist direct action I've ever been a part of. It is an honor to march alongside the United States Palestinian Community Network, the largest grassroots Palestinian formation in the U.S. It is an incredible honor to march alongside Razmiya Odeh. Woo! I just want to say, from my Jewish anti-Zionist perspective, when we take on the JNF, we are taking on the central logic of Zionism. Dispossession, racism, ethnic cleansing, and land theft. And it is an honor to be a part of this action today and going forward. Thank you very much.
Now we are going to hear from JVP Chicago member Lisa Kosowski, who was part of the disruption that just happened inside the Fairmont Hotel while we were protesting outside.
Everybody who was part of the flash mob inside the hotel, if you can stick around, as soon as I'm done, we're going to do a little reprise for everybody who was outside, couldn't see and hear.
Okay.
My name is Lisa Kosowski, and I am the Jewish daughter of a Holocaust survivor who grew up as an active and, at the time, proud member of the Reform Zionist movement. Each year in religious school for Tu B'Shvat, the Jewish Arbor Day holiday, my parents gave me money to donate to JNF to buy a tree in Israel. We believed we were doing a good thing, helping to make Israel green. I proudly dedicated my tree each year in memory of my grandparents who were murdered in Auschwitz, Lazar Kosowski and Nechama Lunsky Kosowski. I later learned while attending a year-long college program in Israel about Deir Yassin, one of the first and arguably the most famous Palestinian villages destroyed by Zionist military forces, and hundreds of innocent people, including children and the elderly, were murdered on April 9, 1948, a month before Israel declared its independence. Ironically, Yad Vashem, the Israeli Holocaust Memorial Museum, has a clear view of where Deir Yassin used to stand, only a mile away. Today, the Jewish National Fund, JNF, continues this policy of ethnic cleansing. They are here in Chicago raising millions of dollars for their Blueprint Negev campaign, for their plan to destroy Bedouin villages and evict these people from their lands to create Jewish-only settlements. I'm standing here to call on all American Jews to join me in condemning the JNF for using tzedakah money to evict Palestinians from their homes. Israel is fighting to deepen its hold over Palestinian lives while the JNF keeps stealing more Palestinian land while Palestinians are struggling for their freedom. As American Jews, we want community institutions like the JNF and our government to stop funding extremism and endless state violence against the Palestinian people. The only way forward is justice and equality for both Israelis and Palestinians. The JNF separate and unequal practices and policies towards Palestinians since 1901, including stealing water, racially segregating land, demolishing communities, and planting trees to erase the ruins, are among the root causes of today's violence. The Jewish people have joined hundreds of thousands of years of white Western European colonization of indigenous peoples' lands, killing them, enslaving them, and instilling policies of inequality. It has to stop. Palestinian lives matter. Black lives matter. Women's lives matter.
Peace.
JNF is meeting.
JNF is meeting. We have agreed because they're not speaking for any of us. Justice is dying. JNF is lying. Lies. They're not buying. No, no, no. JNF will speak for me. Apartheid's not my cup of tea. From Negev to the Galilee, we want democracy.
Planting trees to cover their tracks
of homes and lives that they trash. Can't keep letting them do that. No, no, no. Move, move, move over JNF.
Time to end your ethnic cleansing. Time to end your greenwashing. Move over, freedom seeking. Move over.